Hello and welcome to A VO's Journey. My name is Anthony Pica. This podcast is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artist grow their business and sidestep all of the crazy things that I seem to step on. Well, tonight I am going to dive into the topic of how many gigs should you create on Fiverr? All right, let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right, we are on episode number 113. I mean, I can't believe it. 113 episodes. Wild. I'm really excited about coming to you tonight. You know, it's been crazy because I've wanted to do a lot more voiceover or a lot more podcasts, but I've been so busy, you know, and I've been trying to do those lives every day on YouTube. So, but you know, this is podcasting is where I started. And, you know, with reaching out and spreading knowledge from my journey. So, you know, I absolutely love it. And it's one of those things where, you know, I will always continue to do this. So thank you all so much for staying with me. And, you know, I hope the voiceover gods are being kind to you. So tonight I want to talk to you about Fiverr, of course, and I want to talk to you about your gigs. So if you know, or you might not know, depending on how long you've been on Fiverr, you get certain amount of gigs per level you are on. So there are three different levels on Fiverr. Well, I guess there's technically four. So the first level, of course, is when you start as level zero. And as a level zero seller on Fiverr, you get 7 gigs. That means you can create seven different gigs, okay? As a level one, which there is a set of requirements that you must meet for each one. And I believe to get to level one, you must have been on Fiverr for 60 days. And I think you must have completed 10 voiceovers and made $400 or something to that effect. And I think that gets you to level one. So as a level one, you get 10 gigs you can create. Okay. Now remember, a gig is an offering that you put together for whether it's a voiceover, whether, you know, you do podcasts and intros and outros, you do e-learning, you know, I will record an audiobook, that kind of stuff. Okay, those are gigs. Level two, you get 20 gigs. And I believe in order to get to level two, I think it's like 2,000. I think you got to hit $2,000 in order to get to level two. And you also need to actually, you know what? I'm gonna pull it up right here. Okay, so let's see, just to make sure I was correct with level one. Level two, you need to complete 120 days as an active seller on Fiverr. You need to complete at least 50 orders and earn at least $2,000. And that's, of course, you need to maintain a 4.7 star rating over the course of 60 days with 90% response rate, 90% completion rate, 90% on-time delivery rate, and you know, avoiding any warnings over the course of those 30 days. And with a level two seller, like I said, you get 20 gigs. You get to add your own gig extras. You get 5 of those, and you know you can charge up to $10,000 on your custom offers. You have priority customer support, and your earning clearance is 14 days. So the point I'm bringing up here is you have 20 active gigs. Now, after level two, all right, you kind of make that long haul into the last stage, and that's a top-rated seller. And in order to get there, you must have been on the platform for at least 6 months. You've completed over 100 orders. You've earned at least $20,000 and you've met all those 4.7 and 90% ratings. And by the way, just so you know, if you didn't realize, getting to top rated seller doesn't just mean that you complete those. It means that you are then eligible to be chosen as a top rated seller, but you have to be chosen by the Fiverr team. So there's a lot of people who have been a level two seller who have earned $20,000 a long time ago. And there's some people who get there right away. It took me a couple of months, but finally I got to top rated seller. A couple of months after I had the requirements. And but, you know, there's some people who get there right away, and then there's some people who have not gotten there yet. So anyways, but as a top rated seller, you get 30 active gigs. You get custom offers up to 10,000, VIP support. So basically for me, like whenever I contact customer support, they get back to me in like minutes. So it's really wonderful. And that's never been not true as a top rated seller. It's really awesome. And one of the coolest things too, is that the earning clearance is 7 days. So you get your money in 7 days as opposed to 14 days. So anyways, that's a really neat thing too. So now that I kind of broke down those different levels and the gigs and what those are offerings, I wanted to talk to you about something that happened to me today and something that I think I want to share on to you. So, you know, as a top rated seller, as I just said, I can have up to 30 different gigs. So, you know, I got to thinking over the last couple of days too that, you know, I currently only have about 6 or 7 gigs, and each one of them, they're pretty separate. I mean, because I have my American Male voiceover gig, and then I have my audiobook gig. I've got my kind of animation character gig, and then I have my evil character gig. So those two are kind of close. Then I have my, you know, review your Fiverr account gig, and then I have my format your audiobook or audio files to ACX standards gig. So those are my gigs that I currently have. And, you know, so it's only like, I don't know how many I just said, but point is I had a lot more, like 20, 23, 24 more gigs I could make. So, but I wanted to contact my seller success coach. So another thing on Fiverr, they have a program called the Seller Success Program. This is a program that you won't find any literature anywhere, not on Fiverr. It's very difficult to come by, and it's something that they just choose you to be in the program for a multitude of different reasons, whether you're a Fiverr pro, you're a top rated seller, you've been growing at an extremely fast rate, you have a lot of wonderful reviews, et cetera, et cetera. But anyways, I was accepted into the Seller Success Program at level 2, and that helped me, of course, reach to top rated seller, but you know, not everybody is in that program either. So, and I didn't apply because I didn't even know it existed. I was just contacted by Fiverr. Anyways, the point is I wanted to contact my seller success coach. So I did today, and I went about asking him what he thought about me filling out some more gigs. And, you know, in the past, I've always been pro filling out all of your gigs, because when I first started on Fiverr before I got to where I am now, and I think this still holds true, and I'll tell you why, but I filled out as many gigs as I could all the time. And but here's the thing, they need to be separate, no doubt. I mean, they don't need to be the same. And yes, I am guilty of split testing. I don't think that's a bad thing, but I was split testing and trying to figure out what was working. And once you figure out what is working, you know, take down the other one. But I did it because, listen, I was so hungry to win on Fiverr, I didn't care how I did it. And that can be dangerous, but there's nothing wrong with putting up multiple gigs. And if they're somewhat similar, Fiverr is very clear about they don't want them to be the same. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things where you've got to be super careful. But I was determined to figure out what people were purchasing and how they were doing it. So, you know, I would put up a lot of gigs that had different keywords and things, but that were similar. Anyways, I did that for a while, and that did very well for me. That got me up to level 2. That got me all the way up to meet the requirements I needed to get to top rated seller. But then the interesting thing was when I got to right before I became a top rated seller, I talked to my success coach. I said, listen, I want to be a top rated seller. What do I need to do? So, you know, he talked to me about, for me, the process of getting to be a top rated seller was quite different than the process that I took to get up to level 2. You know, so I needed to make sure that none of my gigs were priced at $5. That because the average selling price really matters. I know I've gone over some of these things before, but I wanted to lay this out for you because of the gig question. So, you know, and that it's important that none of my gigs are similar at all. So as I remember that, but I wanted to ask him today again, and he mentioned to me that, you know, it's important to make sure that when you add a gig, you make it different to the point where you're adding it because whether it's the price structure, which perfect example for price structure would be, let's say you have American Male voiceover, but you want to do podcast intros and outros, right? Well, on a podcast intro and outro, someone hires you to do the whole intro and outro, and it's under like, it's like 50 words, right? And you get paid $5 for 50 words. Well, if you had done a separate gig where you charged, you know, $10 for 25 words, so a $50 gig, you know, a $50 intro outro would be $20 as opposed to $5 if on your normal voiceover you did like $5 for 100 words or something like that. You see what I mean? And then that's not including commercial rights or anything. But the point is that that structure is different. Same with IVR, right? IVR could be a lot less words. So it kind of, in a way, warrants you having a different gig because of the different price structure. But you set it up in a way that if someone ordered that gig, they would still pay you the same amount of money, all right, or more, right, if they tried to do another voiceover with you that wasn't related to that gig. Anyways, needless to say, I spoke to him and he warned me that it was a good idea not to add just random gigs just to have more offerings up, because those will take away from, you know, what you currently have, unless they are separate enough, like you said, to warrant having something different. And when I had created, I had like 11 or 12 gigs up at one time. They were all separate. Now, like I said, I was split testing some to see which ones were working and which weren't. This was about over a year ago. And I was trying to figure out if, like, for example, audiobooks, if audiobook is one word or audio space book was, you know, another keyword, I would set up two separate gigs. Now, the whole gig had to be different, right? It couldn't be the same. But honestly, that's not the best. That's not correct, because it's the same. It's just changing the split in the word. And I was testing. So like I said, I was very hungry about it. Now, what I found is a lot of the times Fiverr, if they find you, of course, or somebody complains or something happens, they will suspend your gigs or whatever. But I found that they actually didn't mess with mine. But what happened was, is I never made it to top rated seller. It wasn't until I did all of those things that my Fiverr success coach said. So this is a kind of advice I'm going to give you. If you are just starting out, you need to put up as many gigs as you can, because that's how you're going to get found from those secondary, you know, third, fourth, fifth tier keywords. You're going to be found that way, because you're not going to like beat me or other top rated sellers at the front page of American male voiceover or female voiceover. You're not going to do that just starting out, but you might beat me at some, you know, other keywords that I'm not targeting. You see what I mean? In which case you will get some business. But if you're a level two seller and you just, you know, maybe you've just reached that 20,000 mark, or maybe you've done a couple things, it might be time for you looking at shifting your mindset to, you know, what you are trying to accomplish. And that's getting a top rated seller, which means that any gigs that are similar, anything that is around the same thing needs to go. Now, I have to tell you, this is kind of scary, because I'll never forget when I did this, I deleted about 6 or 7 gigs, and I did this all at once. And it was crazy, because my numbers, right, just took a nosedive, all of them, even my ones that I didn't delete took a nosedive, and it freaked me out. And on top of that, my Fiverr success coach told me to raise my prices. So I raised my prices on top of that as well. And it was pretty scary, but it was great, because actually work started coming back. I took a Learn course or two, and that helped boost me up. And I did what the things that I talk about, you know, and I updated my gigs and everything that I needed to do, filled them out more full and all this kind of stuff. And sure enough, I got super busy again, even more busy than I had been before. So then I was like, well, it's time to raise my prices again. And then I got even more busy. Then I raised my prices again. I got even more busy. So, you know, it's one of those things where for me, when I did that and I got to that point, it was very easy for me to make an argument about why I'm not being a five or six, or why I'm not being a top rated seller. And of course, when I was there, inevitably they made me a top rated seller. And it's, I tell you, it's one of those things where, you know, it means so much, because when I came a top rated seller, I mean, it was unbelievable. It was like overnight, or that next month, you know, I went from making a couple thousand dollars That the next month I went almost up to $10,000. And every month since then, I've been between $6,000 and $8,000. So, I mean, you know, you're talking double, triple how much money you make. Now, I know I've heard some people say that one or two other people have said they didn't make any difference with the money. And maybe that's because they were making that money already. But I can just tell you from my standpoint, what has changed. Now, it could also be too because of my price differentiation, because I changed my price. I mean, the reality was I was doing so much work at $5 for 100 words, right? It was insane how much work I was doing. And then I changed a bunch of things, you know, and I changed things on the back end. I changed all that stuff and I did so much tweaking and I learned from my success coach and it transformed my whole business, tripled my earnings, really wonderful things. But the point here is that when you are starting out, though, you can't approach it like I did, like I do now. You have to approach it like I did then. I'm certain of it. You've got to add the gigs on there. You've got to have multiple offerings. You've got to test out what's working at that time. Because, you know, when I first started, what was working was evil character gigs for me because no one was really doing that. And I put mine up there and it took off and it helped boost my gig. I mean, I was able to reach the level 2 requirements in like 2 months. And that was like, that was huge, you know, to get me to level 2. I went from level 0 to level 2. And then of course, Fiverr came back and they have changed some things since then. Like, you know, you have to wait each month to go up. You can't just be up. Before, if you reach those requirements, you were like automatically boosted. But now they don't do that. You've got to wait. And then you've got to have, there's other certain requirements you have to meet and keep up. They didn't used to do that either. It used to be that after you got to a certain point, you were automatically boosted, whether you had that rate or any more, like if you didn't have 90% or something. But anyways, the point is that you've got to get yourself out there to start on Fiverr. But as you start building up and getting higher up in the tiers, you want to start pulling back some, unless it is specifically different for either price structure or it's different for like for example, my formatting ACX, you know, formatting other people's audiobooks to ACX standards. You know, I just did one this morning where someone had created an audiobook. She did an audiobook and she went to put it on ACX and, you know, all the sound and all the formatting was wrong. So she came to me and I formatted it for her. That's one of my gigs. I had someone else come to me and do that. You know, that gig brings me, you know, I mean, it's not bad. It brings me $300 to $600 extra a month. And that's nice. You know what I mean? That one gig. It's not terribly a lot of money, but it's a good amount of chunk of change. That's nice to have, right? And then, like, for example, my other gig that I have is, you know, like I said, like the gig where I review people's Fiverr accounts. That's nice. You know, that helps out. I will have to say that I think that's probably the video that I actually make the gig I make the least amount of money on, because I end up spending so much time on those videos that, like, so it's like I charge $50 and I end up spending like 30, 40, 50 minutes on the, you know, the people who know me, just like this podcast, I talk and I try to give so much information sometimes that I spend way too, like, I probably give too much away, but I don't feel like that. I feel like, you know, I want you to be successful. I feel like if you've invested in me, I should help you be successful. So anyways, I love doing that. And so I do that one and that's quite separate than my male voiceover. But see, my character ones are really separate. And my evil character one is separate enough from my character one. I feel that that works out okay. But after that, you know what I mean? Now, my audiobook, of course, one is completely separate, which I don't do much business anymore because I had to switch around pricing because people were taking advantage of me. Because on the pricing with the audiobook, you know, you have to price it differently. But but to get all this together, I want you to, if you are a person just starting out on Fiverr, I suggest that, yes, you pay attention to top-rated sellers and what they're doing, but you cannot expect to like do their pricing, do the things that they're doing, and have success like that on Fiverr just starting out. Because you got to understand, like for me, you know, I mean, perfect example, I get work from people who will copy or they'll download one of my samples of work that was like two or three, I'm not kidding you guys, 200 or 300 samples ago. I don't even know how they found these samples. And they found them right? Because they just probably not 200 or 300, but probably like 20 or 30 back or something like that. And they have these samples from all these different, all my body of work and, you know, all this stuff that they can go look at and say, you know, I have all of that. Plus I have that top rated sign that just is completely, it's huge on Fiverr, as you know. I mean, it's a big deal. And then on top of that, I've got tons of ratings. I've got people who, you know, it just, you know, they go on for days. And, you know, that's hard for someone starting out to do. So you have to figure out a way to get yourself out there. And one of the best ways, like I said, is to be as many places you can be. But as you grow and you build up that business, what you'll find is you'll build up clients too. So like a lot of times I'll get like runs of clients that are new, but then I might not get as many new clients, but I have tons of repeat customers that come back and come back and come back. And that's like the bread and butter of over the years that I've been doing this, that I've built up those customers. I have some customers who spent thousands of dollars with me, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. And they just, you know, they purchase from me a couple every month or whatever. And, you know, some e-learning companies, animation companies, companies to small media companies, things like, you know, they just work with me every single month. And that's really nice. And as you do that, as you start out on Fiverr or anywhere really, and you build that up, that's what takes a while. That's why you can't just get, you know, get rich overnight, because it takes time to build these relationships with customers and to build up your empire, if you will. Okay. So to recap all of this, if you are just starting off, my advice to you is to get out as many gigs as you can, test out the waters, put out an e-learning gig, put out an audiobook gig, put out an IVR gig, you know, put out a video narration gig, put out a podcast intro and outro gig, put out all these gigs. Make sure they are all different. Make sure that you have different demos. Make sure somehow your picture varies a little. It's got to vary something. It can't be the same picture over and over again. Like what you'll notice with me is I use my same picture, but I vary all of the type, right? All the writing is different. But I personally try to keep them close to the same, but I make sure they're different. And I think as you become a top rated seller too, this is just my straight opinion. I could be wrong. I do feel like I might get a little bit more leeway. But I don't see many people doing what I do, like with keeping all that picture the same, but I do change all my words. So everything is different. And I would say the same for you. But as you move up the ladder and you become a level 2 seller, and even if you meet those top rated requirements, you really need to start. Now, I wouldn't do this all at once. For God's sakes, do not delete like most of your gigs at once, but start by taking one down. Maybe then the next couple of weeks or next month, you take another down. Start eliminating unnecessary gigs. This is how I did it. I looked at my gigs and I looked at the ones that were not producing, the ones that weren't even generating that much traffic. And that's what I decided. That's how I decided to get rid of them. I didn't even pause them. I deleted them. Like I said, it hurt. Now, I did all mine at once, which was very painful. But going back, I would suggest you do them slowly, because you got to understand, those also brought me business. So it was scary because I was like deleting some that were bringing me business. It wasn't as much as the other ones, but you know, you don't ever want to delete something that brings you business. So, but anyways, listen, I hope that this podcast tonight has helped you with knowing how many gigs that you should be creating on Fiverr and what you should putting yourself out there, depending on what level you are. Okay. Even like I said, and I know I didn't talk about level 1 per se, but as level 1, you still should be putting out as many gigs as possible. Make sure though, they are the best that they can be. Don't make them be, you know, just kind of half, you know, like don't copy and paste your stuff. That's the worst. You know what I mean? Don't copy and paste your stuff. Try to make them different. And how you can make them different is talk specifically to the, what you're doing. You know, like if you, like I put up a political gig recently, right? That's something that I talked specifically about that. So it's important to do things like that. Okay. If you put up an animation gig, talk specifically about the animation gig. Don't talk about just general terms, because people aren't there for general voiceover. They're there for your animation. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening tonight. I really appreciate it. If you get an opportunity, please go ahead and leave a review. It really helps helps the podcast business, because you know I rake in the dough for this podcast. You know, if anyone randomly wants to sponsor the podcast, that'd be cool. I've never actually had a sponsor. I don't even know what that looks like. I don't know if you'd be like, I would take a break and I'd be like, this podcast is sponsored by Velcro. Velcro, sticky. I'm an idiot. I know. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. I don't know why Velcro would sponsor my podcast, but you guys have a wonderful night and a great weekend. I will talk to you soon. All right, you guys. Peace.